On this day, 11th September 1921, Coal Island shooting charge. A special court was held in Dungannon on Wednesday before Mr. Robert Newton, J.P., at which District Inspector Walsh charged Robert Marshall of Derry Green, Coal Island, with attempting to shoot Francis McNally Derry Tresk, a member of Anna Abo Pipe Band, which was returning from a hospital fete at Donaghmore on August 15th. Francis McNally, Coal Island stated he saw accused and another man coming towards the band. Accused presented a revolver at witness, first at his head and afterwards at his body. Marshall used some expressions, and witness heard the revolver clicking twice, but it did not go off. Witness, for the safety of the band and himself, hit the accused with a pike, which he was carrying, and knocked him down. Witness struck Marshall on the head and body with the pike several times. Some other member of the band took the revolver from the accused. Mr. Byers, defending, said that although the indiscriminate use of firearms was to be condemned, he would point out that there was nothing very serious in it. Opposing bail District Inspector Walsh said the incident might not appear very serious, but immediately after it happened, a man was murdered. Bitter feeling had been aroused in Coal Island. Specials charged after attack. Two special constables recently stationed at Kilray, County Derry, Alex MacLeod and William Shaw, and a civilian, Daniel Morrison, were charged at a special court in Dungiven with having, on 1st September 1921, at Derry Cheer, broken a window and by menaces and threats demanded entrance to the licensed premises of John Bernard Mullen and demanded and received intoxicating liquor by menaces without payment. District Inspector Pern, prosecuting, stated that Shaw, when arrested, said he was on patrol on 31st August. About 11 o'clock, MacLeod asked him to go out for a drink. They proceeded to Garva and called at Mullen's house. I said for a joke that I would have a glass of brandy. I had two or three of these. Bernard Mullen said that at 2 o'clock in the morning on 1st September, he heard a motor car stop in front of his house. There was a knock at the door. Four shots were fired outside. He opened the door and brought in three men. MacLeod and Morrison had revolvers. They put the revolvers on the counter while I supplied them with the drink they called. The bench returned accused for trial, admitting them to bail. Eamon Phoenix editor's note, while Belfast remained the epicentre of sectarian and political violence, sectarian incidents, often involving the ill-disciplined USC, were widely reported in rural areas where Catholic-owned public houses were a particular target.